The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks,
here
can
I am.
Survive.
This country boy is surviving here in North Dakota, joined by Paul Fromm on his travels in London, England, and George in Maryland, and we're going to go to your calls in just a moment. A couple things I mentioned before the break that I would touch upon. We were talking about George, Paul's great book coming out on South Africa, and it needs your help financially. If you send a contribution to my mailing address, James Kelso, and market Paul's book or South Africa Project or book, that's all you need to say, and that money will be devoted to Paul Fromm's book on South Africa. You can also contribute at the American Freedom Party website, which is theamericanfreedomparty.us. PayPal button there, other ways to contribute. And take a look at the American Freedom Party, by the way, the great sponsors of this show. $25 will make you a member. That would be a cool thing to do. And it's a great website. Folks that you know very well, like Dr. Kevin McDonald, a director of the American Freedom Party, Dr. Tomislav Sunik, a member of the American Freedom Party, Chairman William Daniel Johnson, very well known in the Patriot cause. You might want to be a member of a party with folks like that running it. Paul Fromm, right here with us, is our international advisor. He'd be a director if it weren't for the fact that he's a Canadian and needs to be an American to be a director. I am lucky enough to be a director myself. And one other point I wanted to mention, a thing I skipped. Boy, this show covers so much territory. I'll bet you a lot of threads get dropped, folks, so I apologize. But Jeanine Pirro, Paul was talking about the incompetence and so on of the betrayal of Paul Ryan. Jeanine Pirro made a very good point. She said, "I stopped long ago believing in you, Paul Ryan." In other words, you're not on board. You're a never Trumper. But then she said, "I never stopped believing in your intelligence." Now, what was Jeanine Pirro saying? And you're savvy, she said. Jeanine Pirro was saying, hey, this failure of Paul Ryan on Friday was, and leading up to Friday, was not a result of incompetence. It was very carefully done by a very intelligent man. He knows exactly what he's doing. No mistakes made here. That's what Pirro's saying. She's saying that's why you've got to go. That's the first reason you've got to go. You're not just an incompetent. That's enough reason for you to go. But no, you stabbed Trump in the back quite knowingly. You were quite aware that your bill was hated by the public and was not liked by any kind of sufficient number among the Republicans. So this was something that you did quite knowingly. We talked about a good guy here, Mitzi in Florida. The fact of the show, Mitzi mentioning that Rand Paul was talking to the Freedom Caucus and handing out a box full. Imagine bringing in a box full of the Art of the Deal. Rand Paul looks like he is really doing some good stuff lately. I'm looking at the YouTubes on Rand Paul that are up right now. I just YouTubed Rand Paul. He says, Trump was wiretapped. Thank you, Rand Paul. Trump was wiretapped. Here's another YouTube. Rand Paul calls Senator McCain unhinged and past his prime.
I love it.
Rand, beautiful, my friend, beautiful. And then here's another YouTube with Rand Paul on national television saying, Ryan Care bill failure is a huge win. Nice. I like that. That was on O'Reilly. Then he says, here's another TV appearance, ABC This Week, where he says, this is just the title of the YouTube. Rand Paul says, we never ran as a, as, you know, as a senator in his case, we never ran on a replacement of Obamacare light. Nice. Which is what he's, his term. He coined that term for Ryan Care. Here he is on the Sean Hannity show with the guest host saying the same thing. So he's all over the media and saying good things. I was looking for that the video of Rand Paul talking to the Freedom Caucus and handing out the Trump Art of the Deals. If I don't find it in time for today's show, I will. I'll get it to you in the future. That's a classic. That's a gem. Now let's go to our callers. Let me find my calling board here and see who I've kept them in waiting here. Let's go. Okay, let's go to Randy. And Thomas says those are the two left. Ramsey and Thomas, okay. Let's go to Ramsey in Canada. Ramsey, you're on the air.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for being patient with us, Ramsey. You are on the air.
Yes, sir. It's worth waiting. Thank you. See, sir, do you mind if I change the subject?
Not at all.
I'm sorry?
Not at all. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. You see, sir, I just want to tell you something. See, I don't watch much television. I didn't see I didn't watch the television yesterday or the day before. Like, I don't watch much television. Like, I'm mostly outside. But see, sir, I spoke with the person who does the show before you, Dr. Hisham
Tilawi.
Tilawi or Tilawi or whatever.
Tilawi. Hisham Tilawi.
Right. Yes, see, sir, he said Russia intervened in the election and it was proven yesterday by James Comey in the hearing, and I was like kind of surprised. Like, is that true?
Well, here's the story. As far as the wiretapping, which is just a generic term meaning surveillance, which can occur by many means, not so frequently wiretapping anymore. Jeanine Pirro talked about that. She herself, as a prosecuting attorney, got wiretaps on people in New York in her career as a prosecutor with 100% conviction rate. The story here is not that various intelligence services, the Russians, the American, or anybody else's, are surveilling each other. That's not a story. And in fact, if the intelligence services of various nations are not surveilling each other, they should be fired. That's their job. That is to do surveillance, and it's to do critical surveillance. In other words, who do you want to make a surveillance of? If you're doing surveillance of Russia, you want to know what Vladimir Putin is doing, not, you know, the butcher in the meat market. And if you're surveilling America, you want to do surveillance of the key people, which includes Donald Trump. So the fact that surveillance is going on is not a story. The fact that Russia has a dog in the fight, you know, the fact that the Russian, that Vladimir Putin and others in the Russian government and the Russian people, they wanted Donald Trump elected because he's a peace president. He's not a crazy like Hillary. Of course the Russians wanted Hillary. Yeah, so that's not a story. That is not a story. And that is not the Russians, whatever they did. That is not the Russians affecting the elections. And if you think, by the way, if you think that the American government, I'm not talking to you, Ramsey, but just to everybody in general, to you liberals out there, if you think that the American CIA has had a squeaky clean, we will not influence any election in the world. We will never do that on our Boy Scouts' honor. We will never influence an election. If you believe that, you are a true sucker.
Well, more than that, I mean, the CIA, the whole reason they exist is to overthrow governments, and they've overthrown a whole bunch of them in the last 7 years.
And they don't just interfere in elections. They shoot people, okay? They overthrow.
And they shoot lots of Americans, and they've got a pretty good eye on the average American, too. So the entire world is the oyster of the CIA.
So, you know, who knows what the truth of this is, but the sum total of allegations against Russia is that they did surveillance. In other words, they somehow became aware of things like Hillary Clinton's emails or the DNC's emails. Well, first of all the rest of us became aware of them too, because they were all over the internet and television and WikiLeaks, which is not Russia. So, okay, they became aware of Hillary Clinton's unsecured emails. That's a story. And then they may have publicized or shared some of those things. That's a story? I don't think so. Here's the story. There is a story here, and Donald Trump correctly points it out. And Rand Paul, when he says Donald Trump was wiretapped, here's the story. We have traitors in our government and in our media who were publicizing high security, top secret communications. For instance, a phone call between the President of the United States and the Prime Minister of Australia, that's top secret. Or the President of Mexico, that's top secret. If you put that on the pages of the New York Times, you're guilty of treason. That's a felony. I mean, at the minimum, bare minimum, it's a felony. You go to jail for that. So somebody in our government is leaking surveillance information, and that is the story. Now, that's what the lamestream media is covering up. A crime has been there's an ongoing crime. There are traitors at the top, and traitors in the top at the top of the media. They need to be investigated, found out. And Jeff Sessions, I'll bet you a dollar to a donut, he is doing it. Jeff Sessions will prosecute these people. Go ahead, Ramsey.
You see, sir, so what Hisham Talawi said was wrong, right? So he misinterpreted
what... I'm not sure what Dr. Talawi said, but I'm just saying that whether the Russians... Here was my point. The Russians... Go ahead.
He said Russia intervened in the election, and it's proven by the FBI, James Comey.
Well,
that's what he said.
I trust James Comey as far as I could throw him, he comes across on television with the same kind of snake-like eyes and presence that Paul Ryan has. You don't want to be in a dark room with this guy. So, the story is this. The Russian people love Donald Trump. The Russian government likes Donald Trump. We like Donald Trump. I like Vladimir Putin because he likes Donald Trump. I think that recommends him a lot. They do surveillance. That's their job. Okay, that's not interfering in our elections. And then further, just to put an additional one new point here, Ramsey, there's nobody in America voted for Donald Trump because some Russian did anything. That's the best thing that Vladimir Putin and the Russians did for Donald Trump was when they spoke highly of him in public on worldwide television. When Vladimir Putin said that he thought Donald Trump was a very intelligent man, he really helped Donald Trump. Millions of people saw that and said, you know what? That means that Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump are not going to start a nuclear war with each other. I'm going to vote for Donald Trump because Vladimir Putin said that good thing about Donald Trump. And that's not interfering in our elections. That's Vladimir Putin being a statesman and an advocate for peace for white people.
I read an article by a man named Raymond McGovern. He was a former CIA intelligence analyst for 27 years. He said this whole interference by Russia was all made up, and it was all an inside job to undermine Trump. So this Russia interference thing was all planned up by the opposition, and there's no evidence for it.
Yeah, okay. Now, here's the reference here is George Orwell's book, 1984. If you go back to that book, George Orwell told this story, decades in advance. This is a non-story. This is fake news. The Russia gate is fake. It's totally fake. It's exactly the same as Emmanuel Goldstein, who's put on every television set in 1984, and the Goldstein's forces are invading. They're attacking. There's no war. There is no war going on. But the people are told there's a war going on, that they're all in dire peril, and they all are worked up into a frenzy of hate with this false news. George Orwell saw this coming. Russiagate is totally fake. There is no Russiagate. It's a distraction to divert right. your attention away from what's really happening. That's what 1984's government, Big Brother, was all about, so that you, the public, not you personally, Ramsey, would not think about what's really happening to your nation, the immigration invasion, not covered, Russiagate, covered. They do this constantly. They don't cover the real news, and then they spin fake news to fill your mind. It's either fake news or fake entertainment, like the NFL. Get everybody watching the NFL instead of thinking about what's really happening to their country. Just, it's distractions. Paul, your comment?
And sir,
yeah, but I want to get a call from your fellow Canadian, Paul.
Yes, I think Paul went to dinner.
Yeah, exactly. Well, sorry, it's wonderful. This is a great show, long show, 3 hours. So I think I lost Paul and probably got a message from Paul here that I missed here as I was
still working. And also, sir,
here's a message from Paul. Here's Ramsey. Here's a message from Paul. I will have to leave at the hour. It will be 10 p.m. here in London, and I must get, and I think the rest of that sentence must be get some supper. Exactly. So thank you so much, Paul, for being with us. And Ramsey, thank you for your comment.
I just want to make one quick comment. The media is completely hypocritical on this, because see, they talk about Russia interfering in the election and all that, and they never did that. But see, they never talk about the Americans interfering in Russia's business. And the United States was all over the place in Russia when Boris Yeltsin got elected. It was the biggest joke in Russia. The United States interfering in Russia and Ukraine and Georgia and Kosovo. Like, the media is completely hypocritical. You're right,
but
it's fake news.
Yes, it is fake. All right, well, Ramsey, thank you very much. Let's clear off our caller board here. Thank you very much. I think we have we got Bill in Wisconsin and Thomas in Utah. Let's go to Thomas in Utah. Bill's gone. Okay, Bill, my apologies for making you wait too long. Thomas in Utah, you're on the air.
James, I hate to offend you like this, but I really appreciate the women coming in. I know you're the wrong gender, but the reason I say that, by the way, I love you, James. I'm just saying I'm really happy when...
I'll say, James Edwards, who is a fellow director of the American Freedom Party, he was at an event, Paul was there, so he's not here to remember this, but James Edwards, who hosts his own radio show and is a real star in the Council of Conservative Citizens, James Edwards, he was taking the podium at an event that I organized in New Orleans, and he said, I want to tell all of you, I want to say to all of you, this is in 2004, I said, in the most manly way, I love all of you. So I'll take that from you, Thomas. Go ahead.
The reason I am so tickled when I hear the women, because they have been my best allies in the battle that I've had to expose in Washington, D.C., by the way, I wanted to tell you that it really broke my heart, or I should enrage me, when I saw Ryan, Cruz, and Rubio remaining in the packet being delivered to Donald Trump. Can I finish this after the break?
Yeah. Explain that trio right after the break. We'll be back, folks.
We We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When this war is over, it will be a better day.
When this war is over, about 40 more minutes of the American Freedom Party report to go. And Thomas in Utah, are you there with us?
Yes.
Yes, Thomas, you were talking about... Yeah, go ahead. You were explaining a trio. Tell us more what you mean.
Okay, just backing up for a second to the women that I have to give honor to. You know, in my findings of facts that I was exposing in Washington, I was able to get my mothers, grandmothers, sisters, aunts, and in the CDC, the men didn't want to touch my findings of fact with a 10-foot pole, but those mothers who had compassion or heart come to my side, as well as the GAO, Government Accountability Office. It was the women who pushed forward to get my findings of facts disclosed. So everywhere I've turned, the women have been the one who've stepped up to the plate, while the men, and out of fear, out of their jobs and their money, back away. Now, back to the Cruz, Rubio program. You know, I spent, in the last 12 years, I spent nearly 9 months of my life back there in that septic tank or cesspool, whatever you want to call it. And when I saw Ryan and those characters being left in the package being delivered to Donald Trump, it broke my heart because I knew that they were obstructionists. In fact, they're nothing more than the lackeys of the K Street gang. You know, who runs K Street? Primarily the Rockefellers and their elites around them. And every time I would walk into an office, and I've had face-to-face with all three of those, I've had face-to-face with every single senator and representative, well, nearly every representative, including Hillary Clinton and John Kerry, all those characters. And I knew from my face-to-face experience dealing with this situation that's critical to the life and safety of, you know, 34 million, that they didn't give, excuse my expression, they didn't give a damn about you or me. And when I see Ryan up there, you know, presenting what I call the K Street Care Program, it's not Obamacare, it's not Ryan Care, it's the K Street Group. And I used to be party to that cabal, you know, when you labored in the ignorance, the brainwashing in a profession which is supposed to save life, you finally figure out after a while that it's the Rockefeller gang. The real force between this, a single payer, single provider, single insurer, is that cabal of the Rockefellers. They don't want you to have a choice. They want to have the monopoly like, you know, J.P. Morgan and the banker gangs. They don't want to have you.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely correct, Thomas. And I'm going to give you a treat right now. I finally got it. So with my apologies, I'm going to interrupt what you're saying just for a moment here. I found the video and audio clip of Rand Paul talking to the Republican Freedom Caucus and handing out copies of The Art of the Deal. This is a classic moment. Let me just play this for everybody. Here it is.
Excellent.
Rand Paul being introduced. I hope the audio is good. I'm just turning it on for the first time here. Here it is.
Hi, Rand Paul. I brought you all a gift tonight, The Art of the Deal. I do think that it's important as we go into this that we realize we have enormous power. Actually, you guys have enormous power if you stick together. I put up a quote from The Art of the Deal that I thought was appropriate. The worst thing you can possibly do in a deal is to seem desperate to make it. That makes the other guy smell blood, and then you're dead. Right now, what I'm hearing, when we were at the White House the other day, we heard that they're already giving. Oh, we'll give you this, we'll give you this, we'll give you this. So you have to decide, do you like the bill, or are you with some of us and thinks that we ought to do a clean repeal?
This is how things get done. This is a very good example of inside wheeling here. That's the interesting thing about being in that room and getting behind the curtain.
Okay, now we lost the audio there. Somebody was recording. That was, I don't know if that's all we're going to get, but that was Rand Paul being introduced to the Freedom Caucus. There were about 30 congressmen sitting around tables, and he had a visual display, a graphic display up behind him on The Art of the Deal with that big quote from signed Donald Trump. The worst thing you can do in a negotiation is appear desperate. Now the other side smells blood. And then Rand Paul was about to say, that's what we were getting. We were getting from Paul Ryan is that, you know, we're desperate. We got to do this because we're desperate. And so that's beautiful. I don't think I have any more audio. I don't know if any audio exists of the full comments of Rand Paul to this meeting. It may have been intended to be a closed meeting, at least Rand Paul's portion of it there. But somebody who was a videographer was shown out. A professional videographer, a professional cameraman, was walked out the door there as you saw, heard the end of that trailing off. But so, Thomas, I interrupted for that, but I mean, that's just tremendous to see Rand Paul handing out a case of The Art of the Deal and quoting it. I mean, this makes my weekend. Go ahead, Thomas.
Well, I want to introduce two words to your vocabulary relative to these players. I call them sleaze balls. I don't know if that has any impact in your neighborhood, but they're nothing more than patsies of the K Street gang.
Well, yes, yes, and I apologize for a break there. Thomas, we're really beating you up. We'll be back, folks, right after this break.
Bridges Bridge.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only...
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We've got Thomas on the line here. Thomas, carry on.
Well, I got to tell you just a brief story about the characters, character of these three players that I specifically noted, but that's not the only ones. I was sitting in the lunchroom in the basement of the Senate office complex, and since I speak Spanish, there was a group of Spanish-speaking people in a couple of tables beside me, and I was listening to them, and they were really expressing kind of issues of sorrow. And there was a young lady who was kind of their representative, a nice American girl who was a lawyer as their spokesman. Come to find out, this was a group of legal Latin American immigrants. They had appointments with Ryan, with Cruz, with Rubio, others. And so since they asked me what I was doing there, and I explained to them I was dealing with the poisoning of $34 million, trying to work out remedy for that. So they said, well, since you've been here a lot, you know, had experience with all these players, would you mind accompanying us? And so I was honored by this group. I went with them to these different offices. What was really interesting, I'll begin with Rubio. Since Rubio is up on the same floor as my Senator Mike Lee, and I'm friends with Mike Lee, I took them, of course, afterwards to Mike Lee. But when we went to Rubio's office, they had an appointment that had been set in place for several months prior. They were on time. And when we went into the Rubio's office, this group of about 20, 25 people with this young lady at their head approached the, what do we call him? The clerk, not the clerk, the specialist in Rubio's office said, well, we're this group of legal immigrants trying to get remedy. What they were dealing with is the fact that their jobs were being replaced. They were being replaced in their jobs by illegals. They were losing their homes as a consequence, and they were trying to get Rubio, who they thought were on their side, to do battle for them to help quell this problem with the illegal immigration. It was really bizarre. As we were sitting in that office, within 5 minutes, the specialist came back, said, we can't see you. And, of course, the young lady said, wait a minute. We set an appointment 2 months ago, and we were assured that we'd have audience with Senator Rubio and his staff. They said, well, we're sorry, we can't see you. And so we said, well, we'll wait. You know, so the people sat there. Within 10 minutes, there was security ushering these people out of Marco Rubio's office.
Wow. So you're saying Rubio gave them the stiff arm.
That's right. So yeah. I realized right there that Rubio didn't care about the legal immigrants. What he was doing is serving the beneficial and the profit-making enterprise of the what I call the brown slavery trade.
This is the apple cart that Donald Trump has overturned, and that is the open borders crowd. Rubio, very famous open borders and amnesty man, and McCain, very famous for his amnesty efforts. Lindsey Graham, the same thing. Paul Ryan, the same thing. So this is what Donald Trump has overturned, and this is what we, the American people, we finally were offered a leader who, you know, will do what we have always wanted to be done on every front: the economy, our jobs, immigration, you name it. So
this is a big deal, Jamie. I mean, the word resign has been flying around this whole discussion for a couple of weeks, months. So-and-so is going to resign, and so-and-so is going to resign. I'd like to start with Paul Ryan. If Paul Ryan, Paul Ryan is going to resign. Paul, resign. When he does that, then the floodgates are open for lots of other people to resign too.
Yeah, Thomas, George is right. If a groundswell can be built, a firestorm can be built. Now, yesterday there were a bunch of pro-Trump rallies all over the country. We haven't covered that, but rallies occurred all over the country, some of them with thousands of attendees. And if we can build a prairie fire under Paul Ryan so that we get – so somebody walks the plank, it will be a lesson to all the others, all the Lindsey Grahams, all the Marco Rubios, that you too are expendable. You too may walk the plank. So this would be very, very
vulnerable.
Yeah, and we have to do it. We the people have to do this from the grassroots level, because from Donald Trump really has, he can do a lot of things, but he can't do everything. So what he can do, though, as our leader, is he can respond to a popular demand that this guy's got to go, and Donald Trump can just, you know, instead of taking the heat.
James, you said a mouthful. Donald Trump just ran Paul Ryan up the flagpole, and he's up there twisting in the wind. It's our job to set fire to the flag or get him out. That, like you said, that's our job. Let's do it.
Yeah, and we make it possible for Donald Trump to do say, gee, oh, you know, it looks like you got to go. Sorry, you know, you're a nice guy, but you've got to go. That's the way you want it. You don't want Donald Trump to have to engage in hand-to-hand combat with every idiot like Paul Ryan. We have to do some of the, to use Jeanine Pirro's word, we have to do some of the heavy lifting. Go ahead, Thomas.
I was going to say, Ryan and Cruz did exactly the same thing as Rubio did.
And to me, it broke my heart because these people have sacrificed their money to fly to Washington, D.C., to find housing up there. And you know how expensive housing in D.C. is. They'd spent several thousand dollars, and yet they were basically spit in the face because these were legal, law-abiding immigrants. Like my wife.
Thomas? Yeah. Now, Thomas, I look forward
dirtbags,
to you now. Yeah, I am intrigued. But
sorry for the delay with the Sylvan. These dirtbags treat the legals that way. And I'm saying, what kind of pieces of crap are these men? They're nothing more than whores.
Okay. Well, before we get you too excited, Thomas, I want to thank you for, you know, you're bringing some stories from obvious work in the trenches at a high level. That's very much appreciated, Thomas. Now, what I want to do now, with my apologies, I'm going to play a little bit of audio from Rand Paul. And this is Rand Paul today, I believe, either yesterday or today, talking on the Bill O'Reilly Show and about the subject we've covered extensively today, which is Ryan Care and a replacement for Obamacare. So, Thomas, thank you so much for calling in. Let me go to this audio right now. This is Rand Paul.
You know, I think the Freedom Caucus wants what all conservatives want, and that is a repeal of Obamacare that ultimately lowers the price of insurance for people. If you look at the number one problem of Obamacare, it's that people in the individual market go out to buy insurance, and the premiums are soaring through the roof. That's the real problem. And that's why what I promoted as the number one replacement is letting people join buying groups. And one of the unreported stories of this week is the House of Representatives actually passed my replacement version or a similar version for letting people join buying groups or co-ops to bring prices down. What I'm advising Senator McConnell and the leadership is that bill should be brought up next week. This is a bill that is big part of replacement. We should bring that up next week and see how the Democrats will respond to that.
I want to show our audience a little piece of tape from earlier in the week where you actually went to the House Freedom Caucus side and I guess you were teaching them the art of the deal. Take a look.
I got you all a gift tonight, the art of the deal. I do think that it's important as we go into this that we realize we have enormous power. Actually, you guys have enormous power if you stick together. I put up a quote from the art of the deal that I thought was appropriate. The worst thing you can possibly do in the deal is to seem desperate to make it. That makes the other guy smell blood, and then you're dead.
And so is the lesson to be learned here that don't accept the first deal, but bring another one.
Well, these were Donald Trump's words. Don't be desperate to make a deal. But at the same time, what I would add to that is that we are open to making a deal, and we still are open. Conservatives across the country want to repeal Obamacare. Unfortunately, as the House leadership brought this forward, they brought repeal and replace with Obamacare light. Nobody ran on that, and no conservative across the land wants it. We could start over with repeal as the basis, and actually some of the ideas, look, I love the fact that Speaker Ryan brought
up the
association plans last week.
Listen, tell me, and I see this, and I watch you guys out there and saying, let's repeal now, because there's bicameral support for repealing Obamacare. But what do you do with the people, or whatever, 9 or 10 million people who are on Obamacare? If you've repealed it, what do you do with them?
Well, here's the history of what has happened in the past. Dozens of times, the House of Representatives, under Republican leadership, has already voted for a clean repeal. They've already done it dozens of times. In the Senate, we've done it at least once. So what do we do with the people that government is currently providing health insurance for? What I want is every one of them to be protected by group insurance. So what I would do is open up every individual to be able to buy a group policy, which helps them to have leverage. And here's an example. AARP has over 30 million people. What if they had one person negotiating prices? They could push prices down. And actually, the House voted on this last week. Nobody's talking
about
Senator,
it. I agree. I think there are some very, very, there are some very, very smart things in the replacement, which you were talking about.
Now,
a replacement.
This guy, I forget his name. He's a stand-in for Bill O'Reilly. He obviously doesn't like the good direction that Rand Paul is going in, so he's interrupting Rand Paul. But anyway, that was great. Now, and we got a little visual there, which is great, too. Thank you, Mitzi in Florida, for bringing this to me. I don't know how I missed this. Rand Paul with a big box full of Art of the Deal copies, handing them out to the Freedom Caucus members who are sitting around tables. You know, this is a working session. They're eating lunches and so on, very informal, but just wonderful. And it really shows that something great is happening and that Mitzi's right. This is a wonderful, something good happened here in the derailing of Ryan Care. And so we've got really good people working on this. Now, part of this audio I didn't present to you, Rand Paul says, hey, for the next week and the week after that and the week after that, we're going to work on this and get it right. And that's beautiful to hear. So that's leadership. What's that? That's leadership coming from Rand Paul in the face of betrayal coming from Paul Ryan.
We love the idea of the Campaign for Liberty getting on the Trump train.
Just an interesting, an oddity. Rand Paul is almost the reverse of Paul Ryan. The two names just reversed. And they do appear to be opposite types of men. Well, let's see. Let me look in the board here and see if we have any other callers as we wind down today's show. Engineer, have we got any more callers on the line? I don't think we do. No, we don't. So in the waning minutes here, folks, there are open lines if you want to call in with a last short comment, something pithy. As George and I muse on what we've talked about today.
That's a great discussion. We don't have to change the subject. I mean, today was Paul Ryan Day. And yes. Behind the scenes, say people who don't believe in my theory of this thing, I think Donald Trump is a heck of a poker player. I believe that he had seen an opportunity here to take out a major league traitor. And I don't think there's a huge rush. Does it matter if we have 5 more weeks or 5 more months of oblivion care? As long as it's repealed. And if we put that off a little bit and get, a super heavy-duty, supercharged Paul, Rand Paul version that every conservative in the country likes, and we can eject Paul Ryan from the leadership circle, what possible bigger success could there be than that?
Yes. And just to recap, folks, I'm looking, you can look with me on your computer at Breitbart.com. It's real smash mouth football here that Breitbart is engaging in. Their lineup of headlines is at the top, Reince Priebus defends Paul Ryan amid failure. That's a hard-hitting one. Says Trump does not want Speaker to resign. That's Reince Priebus making that up. And saying also that he's not in trouble. I think he's making more up. Then going
down.
He is
in trouble. Who could ask for more if both of those gentlemen have a different job this time next week?
Yeah.
Please, ye gods, give us 2 resignations.
Then here's the next Breitbart story. Now remember, this is our media now. Breitbart, we don't have to go to the New York Times or the LA Times. We can go to Breitbart. And Breitbart, by the way, this is an interesting thing that came out of the election. Which media organization grew the most during the Trump phenomenon? As the Trump train rolled, what media outlet grew the most? Breitbart. So, making our point.
It must be doing something good. Go Telemundo and all the Spanish-speaking networks. They've spent the whole weekend bashing Breitbart.
Here's the next headline. Jim Jordan. Now, he's I believe he's a congressman. Pardon me for not remembering from whence. Jim Jordan says, Freedom Caucus did the country a favor in killing Ryan Care. That's the next story on Breitbart. That's where I'm making the point of connecting all the dots. Breitbart, home of Steve Bannon, top advisor to Donald Trump. You connect the dots. Who does Steve Bannon talk to on the phone at 5 o'clock every day? Or throughout the day? Probably Breitbart.
It is. Hey, Janice, I was searching for a word. Please forgive me. Either brinksmanship or playing chicken. I think Donald Trump engages and he loves it. And he plays chicken and he plays brinksmanship. It's horrible for us. we have to be on the edge of our seat going, is he bluffing? Is he real? Is he really the idiot that everyone says he was last week? He gave it to Donald. Did he? He was going to put his arm around Paul Ryan and say, I love you, Paul. Oh, Paul, what a wonderful thing. Ryan cares, wonderful. Do we really think that? And yeah. I don't know the answer to it, but he's definitely engaging in brinksmanship. A little nuclear warfare politically. He's like, okay, it's you and me, Paul. And now Paul Ryan is on the verge of being eliminated.
Yes, and we do have a last caller, Fred in Wisconsin. So we'll go to him right after this break. Fred, stay there. We'll have you. We'll be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
There's a growing feeling of hysteria, conditioned to respond to all the threats.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. This is our last segment. Just to clear up a detail from earlier in the show, the accused rapists in Maryland at Rockville High School are 18 and 17-year-olds named Sanchez Millian and 18, and Jose Montano, 17, and they were in the same class. Million had been apprehended by the Border Patrol last year as an illegal crossing the border, but under Obama was released to go to high school and end up in Rockville in the same classroom as the 14-year-old he raped. And the governor, thank goodness, the governor of Maryland is outraged. So at least there's one sane person in the government in Maryland. Let's go to our last caller, Fred in Wisconsin. Fred, you're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to talk about American freedom. I'm in Madison, Wisconsin. We got a guy who is enrolled in the university trying to set up this type of a movement. He was thrown to the curb. He was, I believe he's a convicted felon for burning a couple of churches. And this was the spearhead of what took place here just the last 60, 90 days. They just literally chopped this guy up. And I don't know what to say. I mean, Madison has 43,000 college kids, very left of center. We got a Republican governor. We got one Republican senator. There's been some changes there. But
let me ask you this,
speaking,
Fred.
This is the Communist
Fred, let me
Party.
Ask you this. Yeah, Fred, let me ask you this. What is, as a Wisconsinite, what is your, you know, what have you come to conclude about Paul Ryan?
He's a bum.
He's
and
a bum.
Unfortunately, he's in Janesville, so I can't do anything about getting rid of him because I'm in a different county. But the,
right.
He's a total bum. But that's not the thing. The thing is,
well, you know,
there's a guy like
but,
Miko.
You know, Fred, I'll tell you why we value what you're saying. Because you're in Wisconsin. And, you know, we're those of us talking about Paul Ryan, we don't have a history with him. We don't know him that well. He looks to me to be a snake. He looks like somebody who is trying to undermine Trump.
I want to comment about American freedom, okay? You've been talking about Ryan for an hour. My point is, a guy like me that wants to become part of that movement is surrounded by people that are looking to cut my head off. And my question to you with this movement is, if you join this club, you know, what's the situation of being outed like this guy at the university and the circumstances around that? I mean, can an individual step up without getting his head cut off in this day and age?
Now, is the person at the university named John?
I don't remember his name. It was a big deal. It was in the news.
It was made national news.
But the fact is, you know, they marginalized him because of his previous actions. He was trying to put this philosophy together in the form of a university organization, and he fought. You know, they really knocked him to the ground over it.
Well,
but
Fred,
I'm just talking as a citizen trying to become a member of this group that you that you are a part of. And, you know, where do you land on this? Do you have to look over your shoulder when you're doing it?
In the seconds remaining, we'll talk about it in another show. It's a very good question, Fred. There are many ways that you can participate. Some professionally very safe. Some among us, like I'm completely public and open. Some people with more of a professional, hangout, as they say, you know, a little more at stake, participate a little more anonymously. And this is what's great about the Trump Revolution. You can participate in all of the Trump activities with complete safety, complete immunity professionally. We'll talk about that in another show. I apologize, Fred, for running out of time on you.
Fred, do more calls tomorrow night.
Yeah, call us. There's more to say about this, Fred, and I like your line of reasoning. Folks, we'll see you all tomorrow night, 9 to 10 p.m. on the Trump Phenomenon.
Way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.